Today's daf maseches Eruvin daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara continuing to today's daf, discussing different lock and key or bolt related issues and closing doors and closing and locking up doors in terms of their using these items on Shabbos in relation to the prohibition of building. The continuation of this takes us into the world of various scenarios of Ohel Arai, the temporary tent. The principle is that a temporary tent or cover that was already set up before Shabbos may be added to on Shabbos. The idea is that a temporary tent to set one up on Shabbos would be a rabbinic prohibition. Something that would be more permanent would be a Torah prohibition, a Torah violation of Shabbos. So if it was already set up before Shabbos, the Gemara says that you can add to it. You're not actually creating a new tent, you're just adding to something that was already in existence. So the Gemara tells a story in Amud Aleph of Huna's rams who required shade by day and open air by night. And he needed this to happen 7 days a week. So he went to Rav, he said, what should I do? Rav told him to roll up the mats that were already spread out for shade. But v'shir ba'tefach, you should leave one section or one tefach of the mats still covering the area. And then tomorrow, unroll the rest of the mats. So what you'd be doing is essentially constitute adding to a preset temporary tent that was already there, and that will be permissible. So how do we define an Ohel Arai for these purposes, a temporary tent? So there's a comment to the Rif, Maseches Shabbos, Perek Toli, and Daf Kuf Lameches, which is a parallel sugya to our Gemara as well. And the Rif says over there that if one spread a cloak, a talis, over two walls or pillars, and the cloak is now a triangle-shaped cover, shape of a tent. So the builder, the person who put that the cloak, he goes under it to get some shade. So says the Rif, if there was no tefach of the roof, if there's no tefach in the roof, it's not categorized as a permanent tent, but rather a temporary tent. So this comment of the Rif found itself at the center of a heated debate between the two great halachic minds of the Noda Bihud and the Chasam Sofer in the 18th century, in what is known as a debate on the umbrella, on the use of an umbrella on Shabbos. By the late 1700s, umbrellas had become popularized among all socioeconomic classes in society, and it was then that the issue of using an umbrella on Shabbos became the topic of the day in Eastern European communities, Jewish communities. And Noda Bihuda is in Mardur Tanyana Orachaim Simon Lamed, and his bottom line is to prohibit the use of umbrellas on Shabbos, with one of the arguments being that the opening the umbrella constitutes the construction of a temporary tent. And Noda Bihuda quotes this riff, and his Medayik has very interesting point that he makes, that if the roof would have a tefach in it, it would be a full-fledged permanent tent, which is a Torah violation of Shabbos. So comes the Noda Bihuda from our Gemara. He jumps on the Rif. He says, we just saw in our Gemara that if you leave one tefach covered before Shabbos, then you come Shabbos, you can roll out the rest and no Shabbos violation. But for the Rif, if you have one tefach open, it's a permanent tent. So Noda Bihuda answers that for the Rif's criteria to kick in, one needs to build the roof and walls. But by the mats of Rav Huna, there were likely already a four-wall enclosure already existing, just no roof. That's why it's allowed. But when it comes to the umbrella, the Noda Bihuda said that when it's closed, there's no roof or walls. But by opening it, one is forming a roof and walls around oneself, which would be a skila punishment, complete Torah violation of Shabbos, according to the Rif. So the Noda Bihuda comes out, this is opening of the umbrella should not be done on Shabbos. However, the Chasam Sofer disagreed on three grounds. Number one, opening the umbrella, says the Chasam Sofer, is a binyan l'shah. You're building something for a very short amount of time. Open, close, open for a short amount of time, then you close it. Says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it has to be about permanence. The Mishkan was all about permanence. Sham al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem. The Mishkan was built, and when the Mishkan was built, even though they could have moved the next day, but because Hashem decided where they were going to rest the Mishkan, that gave it permanence. That's number one. The umbrella doesn't fit into that category. Number two, an ohel that is carried, made entirely by the person, and is mobile, says the Chasam Sofer, is not a tent at all. And the third point says the Chasam Sofer, even if you wanted to say that there's some kind of tent here, it's not an ohel miyatar, it's not an ohel on a Torah level, because the walls don't reach the ground. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, one will be permitted for the umbrella to be opened up by a Gentile. The Tiferes Yisrael was also mekel. Later on, the Chazanish argued other points prohibiting the umbrella, such as tikkun mana. The minhag Yisrael, the custom in Jewish communities, has been to follow the Noda Bihuda. However, the argument happens to be a fascinating historical argument. La Hagdil Torah La Adira.